declare that I am a child of God. It's so wonderful to know that the Word of God is so real and speaks to us, as does this passage from Job. Our scriptural affirmation today will be Job 14, 1 through 14. I'll read a line and then you respond. Man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such an one, and bringest me into judgment with thee?
Who can bring anything out of an unbelieving? Not one.
Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Yet through the scent of water it will bud. As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up,
so man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep.
Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me.
If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until I change time.
Oh, Father, help us to wait on you. Those that wait on you shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So today we wait on you. We minister to you. We worship you. We welcome you. We recognize you. We want you to have your way in this place. Oh, God, we need you. We want you. We desire you. And so today, Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Lead us by your power. Show us your goodness and grace. We surrender ourselves afresh to you for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. That can adequately explain all that is behind the name Jesus, our Savior, the one who cares for us, the one who loves us, the one who we have to do with. He is great and wonderful and magnificent. And I am grateful. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, today, would you open your word to us? You know all of the distractions that we deal with. You know all of the stuff that goes on. But we just cast all of our care upon you because we roll to you and bear it. We roll it on to you when our life seems confusing, even to the point of real futility. We recognize that you never leave or forsake or are with us. We have purpose because you have created us for purpose. You have created us for your pleasure. And today, Lord, we ask that you would inspire us so that we might live as men and women that give you pleasure. Oh, Lord, be pleased today. Be glorified today, no matter where we are ourselves. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give. The book of Job is so fascinating. It is so amazing because it's so real. It's just so real. When stuff happens, your mind goes some crazy places, doesn't it? I mean, when stuff, real stuff happens, people, blood, and real stuff, sometimes it hurts. And as he this stuff, questions, he has thoughts. And God shared those with us in the Bible so that we might know it's okay to think. I wonder sometime if Christians don't have the idea that we're not to be, that we're not people who have minds. We're just supposed to like robots, to accept comes along and push the right button and we go right, and you push the left button and we go left, and you push the other button and we just fall apart. Maybe we should see how we handle those things biblically. Chapter of Job. Job is here and his friends have come to comfort him. He's lost his sheep, he's lost his cattle, he's lost his stuff, and on top of all of that, he has lost his children. And when his friends first come, they look at the mess that he's in, and they do the best thing that they could have possibly done. They shut up, sat down, and cried with him. Sometimes you just wish people would shut up, sit down, and cry with you. Don't ask any silly questions. Don't make any silly assertions. But they're human. And after a while, they had to wonder, why is this happening? Why is my friend in that situation? You know, we've all done it. We've all done it. Something will happen to someone, and we will then kind of try to guess what that is. Why is it this is happening to them? You know, well, if she wasn't such a shrew, it's a car wreck. Well, they shouldn't have been drinking. They have financial problems. If they had just learned to manage their money, they had anything happen. And at first we kind of go, poor baby. You know, maybe next time if you had just approached it this way, maybe if you haven't allowed them into your business, maybe if you had just been more like me. Really. And that's kind of how Job's friends were. They truths. They actually stated real truths about God. God is holy. If you had been holy, he wouldn't have done this to you. Well, you know, he's sovereign, so he's just giving you what you deserve. If you'll repent and change your ways, he'll just flip everything around, flip the switch, and it'll all be good. God is just. The things that are happening to you are under his control, and if they're happening to you, it must have been something you deserved, something that was right for him to do. If you will just repent and change your way, your mind, change your attitude, everything will just be okay. God's just waiting for you to get it together. Have you ever been that? I know you didn't mean to be. We are really trying to give each other really good advice. I know sometimes some of you have wondered, I just told him my whole life story and he went, uh-huh. Like, why didn't he just tell me what to do? What's the Bible say about this thing? The first thing is that you have your own Bible. But the second thing is that I don't always know what God is doing in your life. I trust that he is sovereign and that he is working it out for your good. I trust that he is sovereign and that it's a part of his larger plan. I trust that he is sovereign and I definitely feel for your hurt. I feel for your pain because I feel for my hurt and my pain. So your hurt and your pain probably feel as bad to you as my hurt and my pain feel to me. I get it. But I want you to know that sometimes what God is doing is out of my view, out of my understanding. But I trust him. I've seen him work enough that I trust him. Your children don't always get what you're doing. Why do we have to eat that? Why do we have to go there? Why can't I go there? But you were right. And they may never figure it out. I've strayed too much already from the text. Let's see if we can glean something from this text. Man that is born of a woman. Are there any that aren't? I mean, we have a gender-confused time, so maybe somebody's thinking man was born some other way. No. All of you came out of a woman. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days. Really, 80, 90, 100 years is really not a long time compared to the time that we know of and compared to eternity. It's not that big a deal. It really isn't all that much. It's a blink of an eye. Don't ask a young person because everything seems old to them. I know. But do you ask somebody who's old, who woke up this morning wondering where that body went that they had, who woke up this morning with aches and pains and rolled out of bed onto the floor. And then ask, would someone help them up? That time just flies. What is it, tempest fugit? It just flies. And here's the crazy part. This time that we're trying to hold on to, this time that gets away from us, this time that we wish we had more of, this time that we're stuck in here and now, this time is full of trouble. Stuff happens. Loved ones die. Friends are unfaithful. Things don't go your way. It rains when you want it to be sunny, and it doesn't rain when you need your crops to grow. Stuff happens. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower. Some days you are just blossoming. And then other days you realize you're a weed. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow. Shadows are made by someone else's shining. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Suddenly, we're gone. Suddenly, we're not there anymore. And doth thou open thine eyes upon such as one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Job, in his poetic way, addresses God directly. He's saying, really? Are you paying attention to me? And when I finally recognize that you were paying attention to me, you decide that it's time for me to be judged? I know who I am. Lord, don't judge me. I know who I am. Don't look on me that way. I know I'm not perfect. Please, why are you doing this? You see, if we had the view that many people do, that we're only getting what we deserve, we're only getting what God is doing is reacting to what we've done or reacting to what we haven't done or reacting. If we see God as just a reactionary God, we have the idea that he is constantly judging us. He's waiting and went, don't put your hand there. Come on, go that way. We see this judge, this one who's always being provoked by us, this one who's always reacting to us. And when we see him as opposed to ourselves, we see this thing, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? We look around at people, even our own parents, and we say, oh my gosh, nobody's clean. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us are problematic. All of us are challenging. All of us, oh my goodness, how could I ever be clean? How could you have even got, how could I have been clean? But wait a minute, whose fault is this anyway? Whose fault that I'm not clean? Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. You knew me. You know me, God. Don't you ever feel that way? Tell the truth. Don't you feel like, God, you made me. You know who I am. You knew how I'd react. You set the very my life. You know when I'm going to breathe my last. You know me. I'm this way because I was made like that. But Lord, I'm tired and I'm hurting. Can't you ease up on me, Lord? He says, turn from him that he may rest. Turn from that I might rest. Whatever it is you've appointed me to do, till I accomplish, just like anybody that you hired, the thing that you wanted done. Look, am I not better than a tree? For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it might sprout again. And I feel like one that's been cut down, that it might sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Oh, is there hope for me? Is there hope that in the condition that I find myself with my aches and pains that have weighed me down, gymnastics that I go through just to put a smile on my face, pain has so strangled me that I can hardly, I feel like I'm any moment going to gasp my last breath. Even a tree has hope. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Will I survive? Listen, I don't know about you. Some days I wonder, will I survive? I get a little twinge here and there, and I go, will I survive? I look around at the condition of the world, and I say, will I survive? I think of the things that are weighing me down mentally. Will I survive? Will you survive? Are you so clueless as not to see all of the stuff around you that hurts? Yet, through the scent of water, it will bud. A tree will bud with just a little bit of hope. Just a the scent of water. It will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Because it has hope, it will do what it's supposed to do. It will continue to grow. Will you continue to grow? Will you continue to reach out? Will you continue to be what you've been called to be? Will you continue? God wants you to continue. He wants you to recognize that there's hope, real hope, definite hope, no-so hope. Do you have that hope? Do you have it firmly established? The man, us, we, dieth and waste away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lies down and rises not. There will be a day when you lie down and you don't get up. People will walk past an urn or a casket or something and say, oh, well. And they may say something nice like, he was a good man or she was a good woman, while in their mind, I wonder when my time will be. When will I lie down, not get up? So man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. That's going to be the way it is with humanity. We're born, we live, we die. We're born, we live, we die. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave and wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. Lord, save me from all of this pain that I'm going through right now. Don't let me go through all this stuff right now. If you would just hide me away until that time that you're going to bless me. Hide me away until that time that you're going to make me feel good again. Hide me away so that I don't have to go through this stuff. Hide me away. But wait a minute. What's that smell? Wait a minute. What's that off in the distance? Wait a minute. What's that hope? Oh, that hope, that no-so hope, that yes-sir hope. Oh, what's that? What's that that's calling me up? What's that that's allowing me to have peace when no one else around me has peace? What is that that's allowing me to have faith so that I can move the mountain of stuff that's in my way? Goodness is surrounding. It's allowing me to have self-control. What's that gives me joy, joy unquenchable? What's that allows me to experience the love of God? What's that? What's that? What's that? Oh, I think I... The fact that God has not left me. He has not left me alone. He loves me. He cares for me. He wants me. And I sure enough want him and need him. Oh, I have hope. If a man die, shall he live again? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, all the days of my appointed time will I wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till my change come. I'm being made different. I believe that he who has begun work in you, that he has begun a good work in me, that even though I feel like I'm on a wheel being pushed around and reshaped, in a fire and dross, know that the end will be better than the beginning. I know that loves me. He so loved me. He so loved you that he went to the cross. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That if you believe today, you'll have that scent of water. You'll have that scent of hope. You'll have that hope that some days feels off in the distance. But if you will have faith, it will be the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and your change, certainly your change will come. You won't be this way always, so you might as well start rejoicing now. It won't be this way always, so you can rejoice right now. Lord, I don't like what I feel at this moment. Lord, I'm not so sure that this is the way I want things to be, but I'm not worried. I don't cry. I recognize that my God is good. I recognize there is no one like him, and that one day he that's begun a good work in me shall complete it. And my change will come. Are you willing to recognize that your change is on the way? And it's on the way, it's so definite that you can experience it as being real now. Not because you're so good. Not because you've been so great, but because he is so good. We're not deserving in and of ourselves, except he has put his love on us. Will you receive it today? I receive it. I receive his love. Bow your head with me. Dear Father, today, in spite of the situation, the good, bad, the ugly, in spite of all of this that we see, in spite of the mess this world has made of itself, in spite of all of that, I can rejoice because I know that my change is going to come. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord, he is my Savior. He is the one with whom I have to do. And I say thank you. Lord, I can't wait that my change is going to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If God is working in your life today, let him, would you? There are so many things that happen that we wouldn't have chosen. But one of the wonderful things is we are the chosen. We are the chosen. So today, receive him. Let him fill you, change you, save you. This is the day. So as they sing, feel free to come to him. But reaffirm to you, him and to yourself, and to anybody that will hear you, that Jesus is your Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.